Teamwork among various police services and victims' courage to come forward is what a Barrie police inspector is crediting for the success of Project Opal, an ongoing multi-jurisdictional investigation into armed bank robberies, including one last November in the city's North End. INSPE. Peter Dusnap, who was in charge of investigative services during the investigation, told Barrie today he is feeling relieved that those accused of the crimes have been identified and charged. He credits the witnesses and victims of the robberies for helping make that happen. What the victims had to endure during this is, I am sure, horrific. Victim support continues to go on for these people. Nobody should have to go through what they went through with this, he said. The strength and courage of those individuals to be able to assist in the investigation and provide information is a piece that can't be overlooked, Dusnap added. Without them and their steadfast courage to provide and assist police, there probably wouldn't be a Project Opal. The joint investigation was related to 8 bank robberies that occurred between December 8, 2022 and March 16, 2024 in municipalities policed by the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, Barrie Police Service, Belleville Police Service, Durham Regional Police Service, Niagara Regional Police Service and York Regional Police. Although each police service investigated their respective incidents, in August 2023 the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch, CIB, became involved to coordinate the investigation into the suspects after police identified similar characteristics in the robberies, pointing to a single group of perpetrators. The investigation included support from Grey Bruce OPP, the Centre of Forensic Services, and Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Centre of Canada, FinTrack. Police say each robbery involved 2 or 3 individuals entering the banks prior to closing, according to the release, which also noted the suspects wore different masks and clothing each time. The Barrie robbery, noted Dusnap, occurred on November 9, 2023 at the Ontario Education Credit Union on Alliance Boulevard, and was one of the last ones to take place before the suspects were arrested. This robbery was similar to 7 other robberies that had occurred around the province. We became involved with the Project Opal investigation team, which led to sharing of information of our specific incident here in Barrie and coordinating with the other services that had similar type incidents, he said, noting in total the thieves made off with more than $2 million from all 8 robberies. A November 2023 bank robbery on Alliance Boulevard in Barrie, shown in this file photo, has been linked to 7 other similar heists around the province. Michael Corney, at the scene photography, that ultimately led to the arrest of 3 suspects during an attempted robbery on June 21 in Field, Ont, located approximately 3.5 hours north of Barrie, by officers with the OPP Tactics and Rescue Unit as well as the Aviation Unit, with support from the West Nipissing OPP Major Crime Unit and the CIB. A 4th suspect was arrested 3 days later in Vaughan, while a 5th suspect, identified by police as Akeem Williams, remains at large. Working in partnership with other police services can be a common occurrence, Dusnap acknowledged, particularly in situations where similar incidents have seemingly occurred in other communities. Unfortunately, crime knows no geographical boundaries, so it's more and more prudent for us to be able to collaborate with other police services, share information and look for crimes that are similar, and work together to bring the suspects or perpetrators to justice, he said. The ability to share resources also goes a long way, added Dusnap, noting dozens of people were involved in Project Opal from across all of the police services. While he couldn't share how the connection between all 8 robberies was made, Dusnap said given the fact bank robberies are not exactly a regular occurrence in most communities, it was something that stood out for investigators. Our investigators would be looking to see if there's anything similar to this that's happening elsewhere, and then connecting with those police services to confirm or share information to see if in fact they are similar, the inspector said. In this case, there are 8 that were very similar and appear to all be perpetrated by the same people. During all 8 robberies, police say at least 1 handgun was displayed, however no injuries occurred. In the last 6 robberies, bank employees were bound by the suspects. The suspects are facing a combined 53 charges, including forcible confinement, disguise with intent, robbery with violence, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, conspiracy to commit an indictable offense and robbery with a firearm, among multiple other offenses. Charges have been laid against Devontae Clark, 29, of Whitby, Cana Heath, 25, of Oshawa, David Newman, 24, of Ajax, and Roderick Newman, 32, of Cobourg. Clark is scheduled to appear in court November 18 in Vaughan. Heath, David Newman and Roderick Newman are all scheduled to appear in court November 7 in Field. Williams, 32, of Ajax, is still being sought by police. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to not approach him and contact police immediately. Five suspects are facing a combined 53 charges, which include forcible confinement, disguise with intent, robbery with violence, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, conspiracy to commit an indictable offense and robbery with a firearm, related to 8 bank robberies across the province. Image from Ontario Provincial Police.